tears are a part of life. Not only do they help lubricate the eyeball, but they're also a significant way we express emotion. Of course, there are times when tears are unwelcome, and now scientists in New Zealand may have found a way to eliminate them from one aspect of our lives. NPR's Joe Palca has that story.
Sometimes we humans deliberately seek out things that will make us cry. Think Gone with the Wind.
Red, where are you going?
I'm going to Charleston, back where I belong.
Please take me with you.
Or Casablanca.
If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris.
But there are other times when crying is just a pain. Like making dinner and a recipe that calls for chopped onions. Wouldn't it be great if someone would invent an onion that didn't make you tear up? Colin Eady might be that someone. He's a plant geneticist at Crop and Food Research in New Zealand. He's developed a genetic toolkit to manipulate the genes in onions. His primary work is on making onions disease resistant.
When we developed the technology then to be able to manipulate onions, it became obvious that there were other things that we could also do.
Turns out there's a gene that makes an enzyme that's one component of the way onions make you cry. The other component is the sulfur compounds inside onion cells.
In a normal healthy cell, the two components are kept separate.
But when you chop an onion,
then the two components, the enzyme, comes together with the sulfur compounds in the cell and creates the tearing agent.
But if you block the gene that makes the enzyme, no tears. So Eady and his colleagues pulled out their genetic toolkit.
We've come up with an onion in which we've silenced that gene and we have no tearing agent.
They can use instruments to show the tearing agent's not there, but they've also used human volunteers.
We can take the crushed onion extract and put it under your eye and you get no tearing whatsoever.
Eady says the genetically modified onion should taste the same as a normal onion, but it will be a while before his onion makes it to market, if it ever does. The genetic tools he used to silence the gene would have to be proven safe for human consumption. He'd like to find a way to get the same result with conventional breeding, but even then it would take at least a decade before a crop was ready.
That's because onions take 2 years to go from seed to seed, so it's going to take a long while to breed it in anyway.
Still, it would be nice to contemplate a day when tears are more common in the movie theater than the kitchen.
No. He's looking at you, kid.
Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.